Last night at the council meeting, council gave the third and final read of an ordinance levying special assessments for improvements to East 7th Street and North Parrish Street within the village. This is the final piece of legislation for the village to enact assessments to the property owners for improvements that were made to East 7th Street and North Parrish Street. The village, as in the past, assesses part of the cost of improvements to those streets back to the property owners. And the total amount of the assessments for all the property owners is $75,233.11. Now, property owners have 60 days to pay that assessment, or it will be added to their taxes at the next tax roll by the county auditor. Council also gave the second reading of resolution creating a new fund. This fund is to set up money that we can set aside each year to possibly build a new pool or other recreational facilities and equipment in the future. And council wants to set aside $100,000 each year for a maximum of 10 years to build up a fund that we could pay for recreational facilities, which would include a pool as well. So council went ahead and gave the second reading of that resolution as well. Council also gave the first reading of an ordinance entering into a contract for emergency medical services with the Minster Area Life Squad. Minster Area Life Squad provides emergency medical services to the village and has for a number of years. And we've always entered into a 3-year contract with the Rescue Squad to provide services. So this contract will be from January 1st of 2025 to December 31st of 2027. And the village will pay the Minster Area Life Squad a sum of $96,500 annually to provide emergency medical services to the community. The council also gave the first reading of an ordinance which establishes a salary administration plan for consideration of increases in compensations to employees on an annual basis. And council has recommended that the village employees be given a 3% increase over the next year in terms of compensation for wages for 2025. And this was the first reading of an ordinance, and council will finalize that reading at the next council meeting on the 17th. Council also accepted the resignation of Tricia Ledoux as our fiscal officer. Tricia has submitted her letter of resignation effective December 5th, and council went ahead and accepted that resignation. And council also accepted the resignation of Matthew Douglas from the Public Works Department. He has submitted his letter of resignation effective November 25th, and council went ahead and accepted that resignation as well.